It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. That's right. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's going on?
Hey!
Happy Monday or whatever day it is that you're late. You could be an alien race in 100 years in the future listening to this and and realizing how stupid we were as a species back then. Either way, thanks for tuning in.
Fat chance.
Hey, you never know. You never know. To our alien overlords that are listening to this, we're not worthy. Yep. Anyway, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. Riding season right around the corner. Let Gilson Cycle get you taken care of. All right, let's do it. Fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. Do what you want with it. Okay, let's see. No, that one's about pugs. No, Saving Private Ryan. Oh no. Garbage. No, the oldest evidence of humans. No, folks. I don't know. I mean, there's some decent ones in here. How about this? Let's do this one, and we'll rant a little bit. It takes a surprisingly long time for your garbage to decompose, like 1 to 5 years for a cigarette butt, 10 to 20 years for a plastic shopping bag, 450 years for a diaper, and 1 million years for a glass bottle. Do you ever
make everything out of fucking hemp, dude? Seriously,
dude. Hemp. It used to be the main thing. It used to be. I don't know, because we found a cheaper way with plastics. Dude, I am on board. And I think you and I, our generation, we're kind of at that turning point, okay? I think we're starting to realize that we need to make reusable things. It's just for the longest time, the older generations, the Gen Zers, or not Gen Zers, the Gen Xers and baby boomers and everything like that, they just found a way. It's kind of like the daylight savings. We've just done it that way because it's the easy way to do it, and that's how it's always been done. But we're starting to realize that, look, we need a more viable, earth-sustaining and fixing solution. But I'm right there with you, dude. Fucking hemp. Why make everything out of hemp? We can do it.
Why not? Why aren't we doing it? I don't know. Come on, guys. I just feel like people back in the day were just like, you know, it's a new America. Everybody's, you know, got a decent amount of money. Fuck it. You know, plastic's easy. It's an easy, viable solution. But then you don't really think of, you know, it's a chalk another one up for you fuckers back in the day. Not really thinking ahead. Well, and putting it on us. You know,
it's a very short-term mentality. And when you do think about it, yeah, in the big scheme of things, we're not on this earth for a long time. So why worry about what's going to happen 200 years from now? You know what I mean? Like diapers, dude, think about how many babies are out there and how many fucking I got a kid on the way. I realize insane. How many diapers I need to go through. And those last 450 years. Yeah. What? Dude,
you don't want a diaper hanging around that long, guys.
I mean, that's terrible. And I do. You know, the other day I was saying, now that all the snow is gone and we start seeing like driving past like some of our industrial areas around here, like by Walmart, and the amount of trash,
it's wasteland,
like,
dude.
I just look at it. I'm like, what are we doing?
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Go drive by Walmart.
Yep.
Drive by Walmart, yep. Dude. And if it doesn't upset you just a little bit, there's something fucking wrong with you. I'm sorry. I'm swearing a lot because it's pissing me off.
Yeah. Yep.
Dude, 2 weeks ago I drove by Walmart and there's that strip, you know, kind of along like a Celebration in that area.
Yep.
Dude, what do you people do? You're throwing your fast food, everything. Just toss it out the window, huh?
Yep. Yeah. It's just we have that short term, it's not going to bother me because I won't be here mentality for the future. And it's terrible. And I don't know what it's going to take to fix that because it really we're not. I'll open packages and I'm like, oh my God, there's so much waste in this package. And what do I do? I'm guilty of it too, man. I'm guilty of grabbing the grocery bags because it's easy. And then what do? I throw them in another plastic bag to go sit in a landfill and just take up space. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
I know we're doing better with it. You know, America starting to come around, starting to recycle more. But as far as like comparison to the world, I just found this out the other day and reading about it. Like, I think in Europe or the UK, you know, across seas, people have like 5-6 recycling bins.
Yeah.
They got to recycle everything so separately. But, dude, it is so much easier for them to separate it, you know, when it gets to the plant or whatever they do with it. It helps out the environment so much.
I don't know.
America's kind of ignorant about it, dude.
We are, and we are a younger nation that's compared to the other ones. And I mean, maybe we'll get caught up. I think we're doing a better job with some of our, you look at a lot of our car companies, all of them are going to electric. I think that's great. I think we're going to see, I mean, GM, didn't they say they're going to be all electric by like 2030 or something like that?
GM or Volvo?
A couple of them are making that. So that's great. So that's a step in the right direction. We're seeing, you know, people are getting off the plastic straws. That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have straws. I mean, we have reusable straws in our house. All right. That's great. That's a step. These little things we can do. But, man, like the fact that there is a island of garbage floating around in the ocean and we're just like, eh, whatever. I don't see it.
Didn't somebody come up with a solution like, hey, we could gather all of this because it's in one spot and it's just kind of spiraling, whirlpooling in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like, scoop it up. We're going to shoot it out into space.
I mean,
have you heard that?
I have not heard that, but yeah, fuck it. It's good. We've already polluted our area. Why not just go throw it into space?
Shoot it.
Well, why can't we shoot it towards?
Right?
Can't we shoot it towards the sun? And just let it burn up on the sun. It's fine.
I just pile it up in Ohio.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking true. But actually, right there, there's another good example. You know, think about like. And even now, Nestle, like I'm starting to like look at my products that I buy. I refuse to buy stuff from Nestle because you got a lot of these big corporations, this corporation greed that is fine with polluting the planet. As long as
the Great Lakes,
yeah,
too,
dude, it's terrible. It's terrible, and we're just because we're not seeing the absolute immediate effects. It's not like here's the problem: is you could take a piece of garbage right now and just throw it out your car window, and you know what? You're not going to see that. You won't see the effects of that in your lifetime, more than likely. However, if we all did that, we would see the effects. But since for the most part we do have stuff in place, and most of us aren't pieces of shit. And we, you know, put our garbage where it needs to be in this, and we recycle when we can, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. We don't see it because there's not an... Like, if you were to throw a piece of trash on the ground and someone would come and punch you in the face, you probably wouldn't fucking do it anymore. You know what I mean? But since there's no immediate reaction or consequence to our actions, we've just kind of been like, bah, but we're getting to a breaking point. We're getting to a breaking point where it needs to change. You know what I mean? Dude,
just
that's
feel good about yourself doing it. How about this? Just don't be a piece of shit. Yeah. Clean up after yourselves. And you know what? It snowballs. You know, the people next to you are like, oh, what's this guy doing? He's clean. Okay, maybe I'll do that.
Yep.
And then it all kind of happens. I have a weird kind of a theory with, I understand the coronavirus, you know, thing, but I think part of this was, hey, we as a society need to fucking clean up a little bit, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
You're sneezing on everything. You know, you just, not everybody, but a lot of people are. So everybody's got to do this certain thing to just kind of clean up a little bit,
dude,
you know?
Think about, okay, what? There's 6 billion people. Let's shave it in half, all right? So the population, 6 billion, whatever it is. Take half of that, 3 billion people. Think about if each person, one person, picked up one piece of trash. That's 3 billion pieces of trash. Which, I mean, it's a lot, but that's how I kind of justify it with mine. It's like, look, if I...
doing that for a while. There was like a hashtag, like, clean the world, or what was that? Hashtag something.
Yeah.
People just randomly go out and picking up trash.
They were cleaning up beaches and different areas, and it was great, and that's what we need to do, and hopefully we get to a point where, we get away from these plastics and everything like that, and people do a better job, and with technology, you know, we can find a way. Isn't there, didn't they find, some oil spill? There's some, bacteria that eats oil and everything like that, you know. I mean, so there's things we're working on, it and it's going to take time, but that right there, like that diaper fact, dude, that really disturbs me now as a soon to be parent. I don't want to contribute 450 years for a fucking diaper.
It should be made of hemp. I'm telling you,
honestly,
everything should be made of hemp.
Yeah, it really should. Hell, I'll just let my kid poop out in the yard. That seems like a better option at this point, man.
Yeah, get a pooper scooper, you know.
Yeah.
It's wild to think about, man.
Ugh. And it's just
every little bit helps, ladies and gentlemen.
It
just
does.
Just
it
every
does.
Little bit helps. Like, there was a weird little rule. I'm going to pat myself on the back here. I'm going to gloat a little bit. But there was a time on the beach where I was, you know, you clean up after yourselves and you walk back and you throw it away in the trash can on the way back to your car. I made a rule to myself. I'm like, I'm going to clean up after myself and I'm going to pick up one extra piece of trash that's not mine.
That's all. That's all it takes.
And that's all you got to do. And it's always right there because everybody leaves trash. Trust
honestly,
me. It's just one little can or something, you know?
If people did that first part and just clean up after ourselves, right. We wouldn't have to worry about it. But yeah, for there still are pieces of shit out there, and there will be people that only care about themselves and will mm-hmm. do that. I've seen it. I told you that one time I was behind those guys, and literally they just tossed their food wrappers right out the window. Just yeah. Boop, yeah, whatever, right, you know.
You know what one really that really bothers me, Brock, like seriously bothers me, is the tampon on the beach.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Oh, God. Well, to be fair, maybe it was actually full of booze and someone had it in their butthole and they're like, all right, I got to get
God.
It's one of those. Like, yeah.
Oh.
Well, like that time, too, when I was over, I was there on the pawpaw in Water Valete, and that kid walking, and I know we're all dumb kids at some point, but he just threw his water bottle into the lake, and I've called him out on it, and he ran, and it's like, just, see, folks, we have to get together, and that's taught. That is taught, unfortunately, and if we can just do that, just all pick up after ourselves, this world is going to be in such a great place, and it's not going to end up.
We've all done it. Yeah. We've all been there. We've all been
stupid.
A piece of shit.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can change. You can do it right now if you're still a piece of shit. Yeah.
If you're doing, look, if you're fucking in the woods, don't just fling your condom out into the woods, okay?
You know, put it in your pocket. Throw it away later.
Some bunny doesn't need to come and choke on that. Some little deer doesn't need to chew on it, okay? What would Captain Planet think? That's what you need to think.
There
all
right? you go. Yeah.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution.
Top, right?
Yeah, do that. Like, just roid it up, Captain Planet, with a flat. See, that's what we need. We need guys that are built like Captain, who look like Captain Planet, to go around punching people in the face with litter, all right?
Wham!
Yeah. Hey, is that your piece of trash? Yeah. Boom! Fucking boom! Captain Planet justice, son. All right. All right.
I like that. I think we're changing the world, Brock. Yeah. We're changing the world.
Pick up your trash and let's find some new viable solutions, okay? Otherwise, this planet is just going to shut down and kill us. And it'll be fine. It'll clean up after we're gone, but it's going to need to take care of us first. So, anyway. All right. That is your fact and opinion. We'll step off our soapbox now.
Change your ways. Change the world.
Change the world. Hands across America. I don't know what that is. All right, folks. We'll see you next time here on the Plan We Have for Show podcast.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.